Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
So there's a lot still to come this season, and the playoffs are expanded. But right now, the teams ahead of the Hurricanes, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, and Georgia. So just for comparison purposes, how do you think the Hurricanes stack up with teams of that caliber?
Hawk, I spent a lot of time watching college football, and I think Miami – you know, I think they're right there. I think the playing field is a little more level now because of transfer portal and those things, and Miami's benefiting of it. And this is a very, very good football team. Yeah, there are some areas that have been exposed the last 2 weeks. But physically, if they're, you know, they're completely healthy, physically, they're a challenge for any opponent on the offensive line and the defensive line. Channing asked what changed. Probably left out, if you look in the third or fourth quarter, particularly the fourth quarter, and look at the Miami defensive line and look at the way Mesidor and Bain and Barrow were getting off the ball, those guys were just steamrolling into the backfield of the quarterback, and they really put a lot of pressure on Cal. But to answer your question, I think they're as good as probably any of those teams you just mentioned. Now, take away turning the football over and those such things. But physically, mentally, and skill-wise, I don't think Miami's that far off. I think they're in for a very exciting second half of this season.
And Joe, to that point, to Hawk's question, because I was asking something similar, but as you were answering, I thought about it. If I was a Georgia, if I was a Texas, I would think that we have an advantage in the – with Miami's secondary, seeing all those big plays, seeing guys average, you know, there were one guy had one catch for 56, another guy had one catch for 52, three catches for 76. That would be my attack, is that, hey, receivers, you can beat this secondary. Is that legit, or was that just a microcosm of me watching the first half yesterday?
Well, I would say right now I would be concerned about it because it's been 2 weeks in a row. And I think, you know, beginning the season, the thought was that's going to be an area of weakness, especially in the back end. Look, you lost James Williams and Cam Kitchens, two really good safeties. The first 4 weeks, it didn't really bother Miami. The Gator game, they were able to get past that. Weren't really challenged in the secondary that much. And I don't think that's really the way Florida plays. But the more this goes on, the more the opponent is going to try to break down the Miami defense. And certainly the last 2 weeks, Cal and Virginia Tech did find some areas that created big plays. For Virginia Tech, it was their running game and the quarterback. And in this game, the tight end and they popped the wide receiver and a running back three. Some of that might be attributed to missed assignments or missed tackles. But nonetheless, the evidence is there, and certainly those are things that if they were to get into a game against a Georgia or a Texas who would be favored over Miami, certainly that would be an area that they're going to try to exploit, and a spot where Miami over the next 6 weeks or as the second half of the season plays out has to improve upon. I do think Meech Powell and Harris are very good at safety. They probably need to get more playmaking ability from Porter. He doesn't have any interceptions. I don't think he has any interceptions as a Miami Hurricane. He played at West Virginia. I think he's got one interception in his career. I think O.J. Frederick at corner is going to be really, really good, but he's a freshman. And as this goes on, they're going to find some flaws in his game. And De'Anthony Hill, I think, is also a really good player for Miami. He's a transfer in. But like Porter, he probably needs to come up with some more ball hawking type of plays. So until they do, they're going to continue to get challenged.
Joe, phenomenal call Saturday night. You, DBJ, and Josh Darrow. It was excellent. You get a little time off now with the bye, And then we'll reconvene Saturday, the 19th, noon, Louisville. What are you going to do with your time off? Stay safe during the storm.
Yeah, well, I have a wedding to go to in the middle of the week, and I'm not so sure about that one because it's in the middle of the state. So my best friend's son is getting married, but I'm not so sure about that. And so we'll see. Hopefully everybody stays safe and we survive this one. Then we'll go on to Louisville, and that's not going to be a picnic either. But even though they lost SMU, they got a lot of weapons on offense. And that Brohm, he's a darn good head coach, so that's going to be a big challenge as well.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.